Dalad Sefer Gimel. Imhoya Ner Kalalila. So a person was up the whole night. So Yeshish topic in Sarah Lito Yadav Shachis Lispalo. So we have two Ulhavar Ruch Rami Yadav. So there's really two Shilas over here. One is the Kabbalistic concept of this Ruch Ra, which is on the person's hands. Does that come through sleeping or come through the night side? But besides that, there's the other shaila, which was that we said there's a locha of the tila for shacharis, which has nothing to do with ruach ra. Does that apply if the person's up the whole night? So he's masupik about that halacha. Hago v'yitleim b'loy bracha. So what you should do is you wash your hands without a bracha. So we could argue, as according to the Rashba, but the Rashba said that this concept that a person has to dedicate, comes a new day, he has to dedicate himself to the service of Kodesh Baruch Hu, which he does by washing his hands parallel to the concept of the Kohen coming into the Mikdash. The first thing he does is he washes his hands and his feet. So if he's up the whole night, so maybe he already dedicated himself yesterday. Or do we say each day is different, which like you had in the Mikdash, that the halacha was by Mikdash, that the Kiddush Adam Raglaim of the previous day didn't work for the next day. When it would come Allah Yisrael Shachar, there was a din of Lina on Yadayim, there was also a din of Lina, something that Mikdash things are compulsive by staying overnight. So it applied to the din of Kiddush Adam Raglaim also. So each morning you have to wash again. According to the Rush, the reason is because Yadayim Askani is him, when a person's sleeping, he has no control over his hands, what his hands are doing. So, Lakhara, he was up the whole night. He had the same level of Shmir Sidayim as he had during the daytime.
So we're not talking about somebody who went to bed but couldn't fall asleep all night. He was actually out of bed all night.
We wouldn't make a difference.
No?
All right. So the way the Mishnah Berurah presents the Shailah, so that according to the Rush, you would not need an Atila, and according to the Rashba, we would argue you do need an Atila. That's why the Mishnah Berurah understands the Shailah. That's why the Beis Yosef presents the Shailah. Which means the Rush himself would answer you that you don't need an Atila. And the Rush himself would answer you, the ratio is actually masupik according to Rashi, what the Rashi would answer you. But the Rashi would answer you that there's a loy plug and you have to wash your hands every day, or this situation, the person was up the whole night, you wouldn't need. So it's almost like almost a little bit of a sveika. But you wash without a bracha. Now the Mishnah Berurah is going to point out, if you went to the bathroom, so the Rashi told you have to wash your hands. So if we assume according to the Rashba that there's a little plu concept that each day is new and you have to make a separate natil, and according to the Rush, you went to the bathroom, so you have to wash your hands, and then everybody would agree you can make a bracha. So there's no problem making a bracha if you went to the bathroom. Now,
is that assuming that a person touched themselves in a place that's normally covered?
That's what we assume. That's what the Rush assumes, right? So the difference, I mean, the Beis Yosef does point out, according to the Rush, a person would sleep with gloves, so then there would be a different story, but the average case is not this, you know, it's not the situation. Okay. Okay. Kol Laila. So this is all talking about the person who was up the whole night time. Let's say a person did sleep part of the night time. So then in the morning you do have to wash your hands, because both the Rosh and the Rosh would be fulfilled. Okay, now. They're talking about a person had an actual sleep, but if a person does a dribble, you know, he sort of just dozed off. We do not have this concept that there's an assumption that his hands are a problem. Why? Once a person falls into deep sleep. So we assume that you know, we don't know what happened to his hands, and therefore the hands are not clean, and he has to wash his hands. Yosh and Shina Saroy, person just had he dozed off, a light dozing. The Rosh didn't because kilo lo Yosh and Klal. So that would be the equivalent of that he had not slept. And again, we have back to our Sufik. Now. The Bir Loch over here points out, so in this scenario, he slept part of the night. So it was the end of the night, Sima is only part of the night. It's the end of the night. So, fine. He gets up in the morning and he gets ready for davening. Let's say he slept at the beginning of the night. So he got up already. Earlier on in the night, he got up. So he, at that point in time, he will wash his hands, because the same subject that we have with Ruach Ra, that you might have a din of Ruach Ra for nighttime even without sleeping, so you also have for sleeping without nighttime. So even though nighttime is not finished, but you slept, so you have to wash your hands. So he gets up right then and he washes his hands because of Ruach Ra. Now his hands have been washed. Now comes 3 hours later, so what's with Shachris? So according to the Rosh, you wash your hands already. According to the Rashba, another hand, no pun intended, right? According to the Rashba, we have this idea of a loy plug. Once the morning comes, you have to sit over again. So according to the Rashi, you would have to, that's the bir loch, call a layla. He says, v'imahoya yashim t'chilas ha'layla v'kam v'not ha'yadav k'kere l'habar ruach ra. He was sleeping in the beginning of the night time. Then he got up and he washed his hands then. Nearly the Rosh Pesach oyda pam lita b'boker lita yadav l'tfila uba bracha. According to the Rashi, you'd be able to make a bracha. The problem is the Rosh. So because according to the Rosh, you wash your hands already. Well, for that we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah if you went to the bathroom. So according to the Rosh, you also have to wash your hands. The Bir Halacha in before that, Imayon Eir points out that the person slept with gloves. According to the Rosh, the Rosh, you wouldn't have to wash your hands.
We're saying in the Rashba here that we're assuming there's a little plug, but it seems like before it was Mesupuk.
The Rosh of the basic system is Yesh Lermer, according to the Rashba, that such a, we could say according to the Rashba that's true. He seems to be, you know, presenting as a possibility, but then he seems to be Samech on it. So it is interesting. It is a point which I'm not 100% clear about that issue, because the language of the Beis Yosef, when he presents it as according to the Rashba, we could say, but the Chara he means is, hey, we could, and we probably would. So that's enough to be Samech on it.
Wow.
The Sor of the Plug.
Between what and what?
The case where he slept, the case where he didn't sleep.
What's this?
According to the Rashba, the reason why you wash your hands in the morning, we said, was because each day is a new dedication to your service to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and you show that by washing your hands in the Beis Hamikdash, just like the Kohen in the Beis Hamikdash washes hands when before he started the Avoda. A day is a day spent in the service of Hashem and Avodas Hashem, and you show that by in the morning washing your hands. So even though you didn't sleep the whole night time, and really it's a continuation of the previous day, each day you have to wash again, according to the Rashi, when you make a bracha. Chav Ches. Lispalo Ulahavir. So we have two svekas over here. We have a suffix whether for tefillah you need to wash your hands. You also have a suffix whether for ruach ra you need to wash your hands. The hainu l'tefillah yeh suffix imatam shal tizadayim shachris ke rashpa li'el b'mishaburis v'kotin halav. For tefillah we have a possibility of the rashpa, that you have to wash because you became like a berei chadasha. V'im kain, if that's the reason, alva gav d'hashul anasa berei chadasha, you were up the whole night. You didn't go through the process of somewhat leaving this world and coming back. Loi plug rabbanim esrach t'tila. We'll soon come to rash, but there's a dirba loi plug, and you have to wash. Hashem ikar atam ka rasha. Maybe the main reason is the rosh. U'b'neir v'nogam amokam atunav ein esrach t'tila. So according to the Rosh, if you're awake and you didn't touch any part, which is, we don't have that assumption that your hands are moving around unknowingly because you're not sleeping, so then you wouldn't need the tefillah. So that's one suffix. A second suffix is regards to l'havir ruach ra. Yesh gam gain suffix. The issue of washing your hands because of the issue of ruach ra, it's also a suffix. What's that? In ba'alma hashena garam haruach ra, is it the sleep which causes it? Vim Kain, the Beis Yosef will point out, the Beis Shulchan Aruch will point out, Fil Yoshin B'Yoim, Shara Ruach Ra, B'Tzarech Litul Yadav. If the main problem is that the process of sleeping, the neshama leaves the body, and as the neshama leaves the body, so when that void that the neshama to some extent leaves the body allows tuma ruach ra to then come onto the body, and when you awaken that it pushes away that ruach ra, but it remains on the hands. So that's the reason that's true even by daytime. But then therefore v'ner b'layla ain't tzarech l'tzil yadav. Therefore, but a person's awake at nighttime, he didn't sleep. Oy halayla germa ruach ra, then ken ye adin behipuch. when the main issue is nighttime, and therefore it comes out that by daytime, if he's up the whole night, he'd have to wash, and if he slept by day, he wouldn't have to wash. So that's a sofa that the Beis Yosef presents. And therefore, in both situations, you should wash. So now, for the tila for davening, you don't need three times. You just need once. But for the ruach ra, you need three times. So since it's a suffix on the ruach ra, so what's the larmar? Shalosh pomim, you have to wash three times. Machma suffix because of the possibility. So in all the scenarios that we have the suffix of ruach ra, you have to wash three times. B'loi bracha. Okay? So now, some disagree with the Ramah, and they feel that the side of bracha is more compelling, you'd make a bracha. Some agree with the Ramah and say, no, that you can't make a bracha in this situation. However, the Mishnah Berurah points out that this is all talking about the person who didn't go to the bathroom. The person used the bathroom before davening. Everybody agrees in this situation. He gives you a list over there, which is quite an impressive list. And the Shartzian, Tel Yerab, Adar Chaim, Kivager, Arthur Chaim, Chayodim. Then you do make a bracha. So according to the Rashba, you can make a bracha. According to the Rosh, the problem is your hands are clean, so you don't make a bracha. Your hands are not clean anymore, so now you can make a bracha. V'chein nochon lasus achadchila b'mishaner kol alayla. So therefore, since we have a suffix, whether to make a bracha or not, so instead of washing that with suffix bracha and saying suffix l'hakol, we can get a situation where your body chayv in a bracha. That'd be the best thing to do, right? This way, according to Rashba, that you're mechuyev in a bracha, you'll be able to say the bracha. So the person's up the whole night. The proper thing to do is to use the bathroom. Kegemal el shuas. Person's up the whole night of shuas. The proper thing to do is yaset tzrochav. Or yatamayim yishavshev. Either he'll be yaset tzrochav means for gedolim, or matamayim is for ketanim. But yishavshev, he'll dirty his hands. Shows the kliyama yischayv levorach. Then everybody holds it. You have to make a bracha in that situation. And you'll be able to say a bracha. Vivorach al hil sedayim, asher yotzah. You'll make a bracha of hil sedayim, and also of asher yotzah. So that's he feels is the best etzer. Now, the Bir Alocha, in the last line of the Yitnam Lebrocha, the Bir Alocha, the Yitnam Lebrocha, in the last line, he mentions this idea of Leplug. He says a second argument why according to the Rashba you make a Brocha. Again, he says the second argument why according to the Rashba you make a Brocha. One is Leplug. V'oid, the Rashi himself writes a second argument why you. I'm sorry, so this point of Lepluga is not the Beis Yosef, it's the Rashi himself says it. It's a possibility. He says, you know, since the Lepluga means that we don't want sometimes people, yeah, washing, not washing, everybody has to wash. The second shot is. We'll talk about Mechalba Birchas HaShachar. Let's say Chazal Masagim Birchas HaShachar in the dressing process. So when I put on my shoes, I make a bracha on my shoes. I put on my coat, my head covering, I put a bracha on a head covering. And so each one I make a bracha on that as I'm the henna from them. That's how it was Niskan in the Gemara. We're Masagim based Medrash. We'll see why. And then I mean, it gets to be Masagim based Medrash as opposed to saying it. I'll say it on Levisha. Let's say I didn't put on shoes that morning. The Tisha B'Av morning, I didn't put on shoes. Right. And the classic case is a woman person walked around barefoot, or, you know, in socks. Not like nowadays that we walk around, you know, whatever. But very simple. He clearly did not. So do you make a bracha on Shasali Kot Sokri? So the Rashi raises this question. He says that a minig oilim, in other words, we're thanking Hashem that he created such a Messias. even though I personally didn't benefit from it, this scenario, but the Baruch Hu created, and Chazar Masakin every morning to stop and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the things that he's done. So Bereshit did create this process of human being to go to sleep and wake up and be rejuvenated and feel like he's a new being and rededicate himself to the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I didn't personally benefit from that concept today, but that concept exists today, so I have to make a bracha on it. So it's not a Leplug argument. That means that Leplug means really I shouldn't be making the bracha. I should not be making the bracha, but you know, we don't want to make it, we want to be confused, so we always say it. He's saying it's a different point. The point wasn't, and it never was niskan on my personal benefit. It was niskan on the way the Russian made the world. And that is true. That is 100% true today, that this is what happened today. So I have to make a bracha on it.
What bracha are you talking about? The Alma Tulasidai?
Alma Tulasidai, yeah.
For the washing?
Okay.
When you didn't sleep?
When you didn't sleep.
The Baal is also saying that you go to the bathroom or touch yourself in the covered spot, like that alone would be enough to make all this downpouring?
Yes, it would pasha would be enough, yeah. Fine. That's Sifyut Gimel. Sifyut Gimel was in a case where he's up the whole night. What about the following scenario? Hishkim Yudal, Kadam Amuda Shachar, Manotel Yodah. Person got up early and washed his hands. So, Yeshi Sapik, Gimsarach Litol Yodah, Pamacheris, Kashiyer Hayoim, Lahaber Ruach Ra, Sharla Yadayim. So, if the Ruach Ra issue is a night issue, so when the night is over, I need to wash my hands again, even though I washed my hands earlier on. So for the tefillah issue, I'm good. I got up in the morning, I washed my hands. That's it. I'm ready to daven. So that this issue of ruach ruah doesn't affect the tefillah issue. But regard the other subject that we had in Sifyut Gimel that he mentioned, there's a subject in regards to tefillah, a subject in regards to ruach ruah. The ruach ruah issue will have another way that it plays out. Is in this scenario, he woke up and he washed his hands. So for tefillah, he's good to go. But for ruach ruah, it's a suffix. So therefore, he should. It's a suffix. I go up, eat lim beloy bracha. So over here, the lashon of the Rama of eat lim beloy bracha is going to be more difficult. Because what do you mean eat lim bracha? The ruach ruah never is mechayev bracha. Elamai, what the bracha issue is inside the tefillah. That should be on the first tefillah that you did. You should have made a bracha earlier on. So, where is this loy bracha? Am I making sense on that? Right. We said before that the ruach ruah never is mechayev a bracha. The reason for the bracha is because of the tefillah issue. The tefillah issue, rosh or the rashba, but for the tefillah issue. So this scenario: the person slept, he woke up early, and he washed his hands. I'm saying for tefillah, that's the good netilah. The only issue is when it comes to Lashon Shachar, we have a new question of ruach ra. So wash your hands for the ruach ra, below bracha.
When it comes to what? Alos Hashachar?
Right. So now, but for the tefillah, your first netilah was sufficient. I.e., the first netilah, I didn't touch my hands anywhere in Makam, which is Matunuf, and right, so what's the suffix over here? So the suffix is in the Rashba. That according to the Rashba, maybe this Beir Chadosha concept is when it comes a new day. The same way we said the person's up the whole night, when it comes in the morning you need it. So over here I was up in the part of the night time and I need it. Alternatively, according to the Rashi, you have a fascinating question. According to the Rashi, this is the Natila which facilitates davening. But over here, I'm going to have to wash a second time anyway. Because of Ruach Ra. So it comes out that the Tila, which is facilitating davening, is the second one. That's the Tila right before davening. So I can't make a Ruach Ra this time on the first one, because at that first one, I wasn't mechuyev to do for Tefillah purposes. Because I'm going to be washing again anyway. Am I making sense?
Because you
have
to, you were
going
to have to wash later.
I have to wash later on. So I'm davening at 7. Lashon Shachar was at 6. I get up at 5. So I wash my hands at 5. I wash my hands at 6. And now I daven at 7. So the tefillah, the washing of my hands, which is the washing which made my hands clean for davening, even if I wouldn't have washed at 5, I'd be washing at 6 anyway. because I have to wash that anyway. So it comes out, there's no need to wash at 5 o'clock for davening. It's a waste of time to wash at 5 o'clock for davening because I'm going to have to wash again anyway. So can I say, bracha al tizadayim on my 5 o'clock washing when I know I'm going to wash my hands again? So he does raise that question. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah inside. Sivkot Lamed Aleph. When the morning comes, and then so that's the last remnants of the nighttime leaving, so there's a ruach ra on your hands. It leaves behind that ruach ra. Okay. So you have to wash for lahavir ruach ra. Hakal or nokal ispal, kamosha kosa basifkar, you'd get more. So he starts off and saying that there's no shalli, that the tefillah part, you're good. You wash your hands and you're good. I don't have to wash my hands again because I washed my hands already. I went to sleep again, I woke up again, I have to wash my hands for ruach ra for sure. I slept at night time. Because you don't make a bracha on the time for ruach ra. You make it for davening purposes. I feel even if it was a kevah that could sleep. So why can't you make another bracha? So he's saying a person woke up at 5 o'clock in the morning, said, okay, I'm ready to go. He washes his hands, he makes a bracha on the tzedakah. So he woke up in the morning, he's ready to go, he's a new being, he feels refreshed. Rosh, thank you, I'm dedicating myself al tzedakah. Rosh, al tzedakah, ready to go davening. 10 minutes later, he says, oh, I'm so exhausted. He says, he goes back in the bed for 40 minutes. Be ready, he said, al tzedakah, I'm ready. So according to the Rosh, okay, that was a bracha l'batala. Yeah, because the ma'aseh, you slept again, and you have to, when you get up in the morning, your hands are now clean, not clean again, you have to make a bracha l'tzedayim before you daven. According to Rashi, you already said a bracha for being a Bar Yechadosha. You don't say it twice a day for being a Bar Yechadosha. So, on a question, Shittas Rashi, V'tzil lehu datam, v'tzil mishum, the Barikar nasa Bar Yechadosha. Pamachas nasa adam Bar Yechadosha, v'lo shtei pamim. So, if you made that al-tzedayim earlier on, according to Rashi, you can't say it again. Mishum ruach ra bovad, so I bet there's definitely ruach ra. Lo take the bracha. You don't make a bracha in ruach ra.
And the bria chadasha can occur even before halakha shachar.
Correct.
Must he wash his hands in order to daven if he only has ruach ra on his hands?
That's no, we said before that you a lot of daven with ruach ra on your hands. I mean, we don't like prefer not to, but it's the. Tefillah doesn't. If your hands are clean, only if it's ruach ra, you would be allowed to daven. So the case of this person didn't have any water, but he's able to clean his hands. He can daven, etc. Just later on when he gets water, he has to wash his hands for ruach ra. Okay, so what do? You wash a lot of bracha. Hinei nira tefillah in v'pam rishon kashnot yada loy birach al tisadaim. Come back and loy birachat. Okay, so in the first scenario, if you said Al-Til Sidayim, so obviously you're not going to say it again now. You didn't say Al-Til Sidayim the first time. He woke up at 5 o'clock, he washes his hands. 6 o'clock, it's Ruach Ra, he washes his hands again. So, say Al-Til Sidayim now. He says, well, what's Al-Til Sidayim? If it's not the Bar Yechadosha, you were Bar Yechadosha an hour ago. Right? It's how the washing your hands to be clean, you washed that an hour ago. So I have no command to wash my hands a second time. Mitzad tefillah. I have an issue of ruach ra. But I can't say mitzivonu on that. Alright? Deich yomer ato mitzivonu al tisadayim. What do you mean? The Rosh commanded me to wash my hands. Look, right, yotze. Yideich yomer san tefillah, the tefillah, the das Rosh. According to the Rosh, I was already yotze of that. So the Rosh did not command me to wash my hands a second time. Mitzad tefillah purposes. We're based Yosef. And the Shartuba raised this point earlier also. So what do you do? Say it like this. So, The eitz is to get yourself to a vade situation of chiyuv. So now the chayadim comes along and says, so 1 second, so according to Rush, I'm very happy now. Person got up, he didn't make a bracha the first time. 6 o'clock in the morning, he washes his hands again because of the Baruch Ra. He says, 1 second, I'm going to wash for davening now. He goes to the bathroom and washes for Baruch Ra and for tefillah. And he can say, Shagat Tzar, because this is the washing which he must now do to be able to daven. He's half the dirty. Right? So, correct? But according to the Rashba, we're saying already, he doesn't come back to twice. So he's really saying on Tzadayim for the first washing. So how do we solve our problem? We said, okay, now if in this situation, if you bring yourself to the chiyuv, if you go to the bathroom, so we're the rush is all he is good. That's true. What's with the rush? Right? According to the rush, you didn't say bracha the first time, which you shouldn't, because you're going to the bathroom again. You went to the bathroom now. You must wash your hands to clean yourself for davening. So you have a chiyuv until the sedayim. Very good. According to the Rashba, the Al-Tilam should have been said for the first Natilah. But if you want to play our scenario out, according to the Rosh, you may not say the Brach on the first time because you know you're going to be going to the bathroom again later on. Right? So, Malasot. According to the Rosh, you have to say it on the first one. According to the Rosh, you may not say it on the first, you have to say it on the second one. According to the Rosh, you can't say it on the second one. So you lose your Al-Tilam's dime for the day. So the Bir Loch over here, you can't say aloy plug because again over here you've already had the chiyuv by the first atila. Aloy plug, you didn't have it. The person was up the whole night time, so he had no atila, which was now he makes it until the morning. That's the aloy plug. But over here he already made it atila when he got up in the morning. The first time he made it an atila. So the Bir Loch over here raises the question, and he says it's not like the case before where you hadn't washed at all. Adam, what you're asking me now, that the answer is the case that you didn't make a bracha the first time. So the Beis Yosef is going to say later on that. The same way we are noyig nowadays, we get up in the morning, Chazal Masaka, the brachas which are meniskan on the different elements of Sheva to Kadosh Baruch Hu for what take place in the morning of getting dressed and building to move, etc. Meager than they were niskan as they happened. So as the moment the person was able to sit up, he says a bracha brashim, so kef kifufim. Or matir asurim, and he stands up, so kef kifufim. I got up 2 hours ago. I said the bracha in Beis HaKnesses before David. So what's the pshat? So if it's a bracha in a henin or something like that, you couldn't do that. You have to say it immediately. It was a bracha which was created on the Shevet to Kodesh Baruch Hu, that he created such things in the world. So we're knowing to Misadar Beis HaKnesses, which means we're knowing to say that they do not need to be said immediately adjacent to the actual happening. So the Beis Yosef is Mechadish in the Rashba, that according to the Rashba, it's more diamond to a Birchas HaShevach type of a concept than to a Birchas HaMitzvahs. And according to the Rosh, it's a regular din. There's a locha. The Chazal did not allow you to dab with your hands being such, and you must wash. It's a mitzvah to wash, and you make a bracha. And so you can't go over, shake a lulav, an hour later make a bracha on lulav. That's ridiculous. So the Tilsadayim, the locha is... I would say it afterwards, and all Birchas HaMitzvahs are beforehand. So that the Mor says, it would be an insult to the bracha. Make a bracha, and then wash your hands. You can't make the bracha beforehand because your hands are not clean. So it's the exception to Birchas HaMitzvahs that we make the bracha of the mitzvah afterwards. But it's the bracha of the mitzvah. So most mitzvahs we make the bracha, and then we do the mitzvah. Here we do the mitzvah, we make the bracha. But I can't say it. I can't divorce it from the netilah. Record the Rash, but that this is a we're saying a little pluga. We're saying this is a conceptual concept that Bresha made me Berech Hadasha, and I want to use this opportunity to commit myself to serve him. So maybe the Rashba, the Beis Yosef said we could argue according to the Rashba, the same way I can say Zekefu Fufim an hour later, I can say Al Nitzadayim an hour later. She says, therefore, according to the Rashba, this is Chayyadim really who says this. So what will come out is that a person wakes up at 5 o'clock, he washes his hands because his pants are dirty, he goes, gets up and he learns. At 6 o'clock, the Ruach Ra, the Elosh HaShakra, the Ruach Ra is removed. He davened at 7, so right before davening at 7 o'clock, he goes to the bathroom and he washes his hands. According to Rosh, he says, Ruach Al Tisadayim, because he washes his hands for davening. According to Rashi, he says, Al Tisadayim, not for the Netilah of now, but for the Netilah he made an hour and a half ago. He says it now in Beis HaKnesses, just like he says, all the Birchas HaShachar in Beis HaKnesses. So that's how it's going to work. That's the Bir Lach over here in Yitlim LeBrocha. So that's what comes out, that's where Sar Mechan, how to make our Netilahs and our washings in the morning. I just want to point out one thing. We'll finish Mr. Brewer's, and I'll point out there's a very important note to be heard about this over here.
Well, it's the last thing you said, Yitlim LeBrocha doesn't make any Al Netilah anymore.
He wakes up at 5 o'clock, he doesn't say Al Netilah then. It's before Elosh HaShachar, because he has to wash again because of Ruach Ra when that happens. And he's davening at 7 o'clock, so right before davening, he goes to the bathroom, washes his hands, and makes a bracha on the Tisadayim, both according to the Rosh, because this was the Netilah before davening. It's a required Netilah before davening, because your hands are dirty. And according to the Rosh, you're making a bracha on the Tisadayim, not for the one that you just did now, but for what you did an hour and a half ago, when you got up the first time. Okay, B'loi bracha. No, we did that already. So I just want to point out, there's another Behuda. Another Behuda says like this. The Mor says in Psachim and Dav Zayin, so there's a lacha that Birchos HaMitzvah have to be done over Elis Yasei. So you make a bracha of taking a lulav, and you take the lulav. You make a bracha to Kishar, and you blow the shofar. You can't be mafsik between the bracha and the mitzvah. Right? You can't say al to Kishar and say, Uncle, how are you? And blow the shofar. You can't be mafsik. The Mor says like this, that all brachas you say beforehand, the two exceptions are going to the mikvah and washing your hands. Because those two, it's not proper to make the bracha beforehand, because in the case of a person's about carry, he shouldn't make a bracha beforehand. Or a person's a ger, he can't make the bracha beforehand. And the person washes his hands are dirty. You're about to wash your hands to make your hands clean. You make the bracha before you make your hands clean. Like, that's really? That doesn't make any sense. I mean, it's much more proper for the derech eretz for the bracha to wash your hands first. Says the Nabi says, you didn't lose a lot of Isser of Hefsik. There's still Isser of Hefsik. That halacha you make the bracha afterwards doesn't remove the din of it. You can't be massive between the mitzvah and the bracha. Normally it's bracha and then mitzvah, but you can't be massive between the bracha and the mitzvah. Over here it's mitzvah and then bracha, but you can't be massive between the mitzvah and the bracha. So you can't talk while you're washing your hands and then make the bracha. It's a Hefsik. It's negated by Suda also. It's very negated by Suda. People are washing their hands and talking, and you can't do that. While you're washing your hands, once you start washing your hands, you're being oisig with mitzvah, and that's going to be the bracha that's going to be on this mitzvah that you're doing. You can't talk. So you have to wash your hands and not talk until after you say the bracha. Now, the Mikra Din, the Morgan Ram says, by the way, that there's no issue of speaking between Al Tisadayim and the Suda. It's a toast that people have. There's issue of Hesach Hadas. So we're not to talk, because you're afraid you'll get too involved in a conversation. A person says a word or two, it's not a hefsik. There's no that of Isra of hefsik between Al Tisadayim and Suda. We pass it. So people can make a mistake like this. Then Yehuda says it's mamash pum farker. So between washing your hands and making the bracha, people talk. Once they make the bracha, chas hashom, you should talk before them and Almighty. You can't talk. And not only that, if people speak, then they think you have to wash your hands again, and they make a bracha, which is bracha lamatol. You don't have to wash your hands again, unless you had a major conversation and you totally lost awareness of your hands. You don't have to wash again. If you wash again, you make a bracha. It's bracha lamatol. So the thought process of people is pum far keret than the reality, the Nadi Yehuda points out. So between the tila and the bracha, you must be quiet. You cannot talk. And after the bracha, till the suda, till the hamoitzi, mikra, then you're allowed to talk. But we're not to, it shouldn't be mesir das. It's just important that Yehuda, people, it's actually part of his Shabbos, a gadol drasha. One of his Shabbos, a gadol drasha. So we're going to the Nadi Yehuda Shabbos, a gadol drasha. Let's do one more sif over here.
What are you saying about saying the bracha is beginning of
Daven? A person washed for a meal. and said the Al-Sitayim properly, and then by mistake spoke, they do not wash again. They do not wash again with the bracha, for sure not.
No.
Also, the hepech, I just want to point out, that if the problem is hesach hadas, I put this out in the ladies' share one time. So let's say you don't talk. So the lady says she washes, and there's a whole big crowd washing. So she's busy in the kitchen, patching around and making things and making plates, etc. You have a problem with hesach hadas. She didn't speak a word. But the issue isn't speaking. So Chazal said, once the meal starts, your mind is focused. You're focusing, because you can't eat with your hands being, so your mind is always on your shmiras yadayim. But till the meal starts, you have a chesed that you're being mesiach das from your shmiras yadayim, and you might get busy with something else, and you're not going to be capable with your shmiras yadayim. So you can't be mesiach das from the netila till you make the hamotzi. So that's the more says, take up the netila bracha. You should really not be interrupted at all. So you cannot sit in the kitchen and patchka around with different things after the netila. One thing maybe, but a whole production in the kitchen, we're going to plate all of the gefilte fishes for all 75 people between our washing and hamotzi. You cannot do that.
What about this game, where the kids play this game, they point at the shoot, they...
Pasha should also be a problem. Anything you're doing, which is your focus should be on keeping your hands clean. Maybe the game they're washing their hands. Hands here, hands there. But I don't know. Okay, Tesvav.
What had you been saying about saying brachos at the beginning?
Yeah, I moved from the bracha dami to the bracha for the suda, just because it has this issue of there shouldn't be a hepsik.
Oh, the other thing
that. I'm saying Al Hizadayim in the case of person, the scenario where a person woke up early, so the proper thing to do was to wash later on, right before the meal, right before the davening, I'm sorry, but go to the bathroom and then wash your hands. So according to the Rosh, that's the netilah for davening, because you went to the bathroom, you have to wash your hands. According to the Rosh, but it's not the netilah you're making the bracha on. You made a bracha on the netilah when you woke up earlier in the morning, but you didn't make a bracha then, you're making the bracha now for that earlier netilah. Tesvav. Yashin b'yayim.
Isn't that a hesek hadas then? Right? If the bracha's going in the earlier...
But according to Rashi, it's a bracha shavah. That's what I'm saying. It's the same thing as saying it's a kef kefufim. According to the Beis Yosef's argument is, according to the Rashba, it's almost the same concept as making a bracha for... I got up at 5 o'clock in the morning, I stood up, and I make a bracha and davening 2 hours later. I'm thanking the bracha. The bracha created such a thing as being able to straighten out. So... I mean, the Beis Yosef, whether it's not excited about it...
What's Beis Yosef not excited about?
You should make such a big hefsek that we wait. We're Masad and Beis HaKnesses. He said, but that's the Minig Arlan. We're Masad and Beis HaKnesses, and that must be the Hesber that we rely on that.
In the Rashba?
Well, in the Rashba, all Berachos HaShachar really is a problem. It's a question, but okay. Yashin b'yayim. So now, flip this around. A person went to sleep. The person slept by day. So, if the ikar is sleeping, so he went to sleep. If the ikar is night, he didn't. It wasn't nighttime. What causes the ruach tumah? Is it nighttime or is it sleeping? It has to be a shir or shita nishmi, which we'll see in the next sif. There's a shir to how much you sleep to get this halacha of the tila of ruach ra, and we'll see what that is, exactly what it's defined as. But let's hold it here. Okay.